It's a busy month for a nonprofit organization that helps Berkshire County residents learn English. Jennifer Vrabel is the executive director of the Literacy Network of South Berkshire, also known as LitNet.
We are a nonprofit that provides free educational support for adults. So our mission is to provide one-on-one tutoring that can help transform the lives of adult learners, both immigrants and folks who are U.S. born, through the power of literacy, education, and advocacy.
LitNet trains volunteer tutors and matches them with clients, mostly immigrants who speak English as a second or third language. Some are trying to get their high school equivalency or are working towards citizenship and trying to pass their naturalization exam. But some come to LitNet starting almost from scratch.
For those folks, we're trying to figure out what they need to survive day to day. Do they need vocabulary for on the job? Do they need to learn how to make a phone call? Do they need to, you know how to say that they're going to be sick for work? Or are they trying to interact with their kids' teachers? And so we try to figure out what are those basic needs they need to learn. Numbers, colors, months, all that. It can be very basic. Or some of our students are working towards getting a better job. Maybe they need to tweak their resume, they're learning their writing skills, trying to improve a specific educational goal. Maybe they want to go to BCC or some other kind of higher education, and we figure out what they need and try to match them with the support they need to reach those goals.
One such match is that between tutor Abigail Rogers McKee and student Delani Pimentel. Pimentel, 24, came from the Dominican Republic 5 years ago.
It was hard because I didn't want to leave my family in DR, but my mom was here and she inspired me to come here with my sister. It was hard to communicate with people, but I just went to school and tried to get better.
She's a student at Berkshire Community College in Great Barrington and is still working out what path to take in her education.
I wanted to go to college to do, I would like to be a nurse, and I also like systems, so I don't know what I'm gonna do.
For now, she has to get her high school equivalency diploma. In the courtyard behind the hotel in Great Barrington, where Pimentel works, she goes over math problems together with Rogers McKee.
And so how is the math going? Do you like math?
A little bit.
We're working on her liking it more.
That's Rogers McKee.
Actually, she's very good at it, but she needs more confidence, I think. She gets the right answer, but she's always surprised. So that's part of what we're working on, so she realizes how much she actually does know.
Rogers McKee, 62, is a retired risk management consultant from Egremont.
A friend of a friend who worked for LitNet asked me if I wanted to become a tutor, and she was very enthusiastic, and so I thought it would be a great thing to do, and I thought it would be something that I could actually do to make a difference at the community level, especially given what is personally how I feel about what's going on in the country right now. I thought it would be good if I could do something to help people in the community and to help people achieve their goals in some way.
While Pimentel's educational future is undecided, the progress she's made with Rogers McKee and LitNet is already paying off.
I can teach my mom. I can have a conversation with American people or from another country who speak English.
But for now, it's back to work.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Oh my goodness.
On Saturday, LitNet holds its annual fundraiser at NomKig in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, a day after a round of new citizens, including some LitNet students, are naturalized at a ceremony at the Norman Rockwell Museum. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.